Hello, and welcome to GCSE Maths Mastery. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most practical and visual topics in GCSE mathematics, loci. Now, I know the word loci might sound a bit intimidating at first, but trust me, by the end of this episode, you'll not only understand what it means, but you'll also know exactly how to tackle those construction questions that appear on both foundation and higher tier papers. So, what exactly is a locus? Well, the word locus is Latin for place, and in mathematics, it describes a set of points that satisfy a particular condition. The plural is loci, that's L-O-C-I. Think of it like this. Imagine you're standing in a field, and someone asks you to mark all the spots that are exactly 5 meters away from a tree. If you walked around marking those spots, you'd create a circle around the tree. That circle is a locus, the path of all points that are exactly 5 meters from that fixed point. Akaoi assesses loci through precise ruler and compass constructions, and the key word here is precise. Examiners are looking for accuracy, visible construction arcs, and the ability to apply these techniques to real-world problems involving maps and scale drawings. Let's get started. Core concepts. 5 minutes. Right, let's break down the four main types of loci you need to know for your GCSE exam. First up, the locus of points at a fixed distance from a single point. This one's straightforward, it's a circle. If you're asked to construct the locus of points that are, say, 4 centimeters from point A, you simply place your compass point on A, set the radius to 4 centimeters, and draw a complete circle. Every point on that circle is exactly 4 centimeters from A. Simple, right? But here's the exam tip. Make sure your circle is smooth and continuous, and check that your compass hasn't slipped during the drawing. Examiners allow a tolerance of ±2 millimeters, so accuracy matters. Second, the locus of points equidistant from two fixed points. This is called the perpendicular bisector. Imagine two trees in a field, A and B. If you want to find all the points that are the same distance from both trees, you'd construct a perpendicular bisector of the line segment AB. Here's how you do it. First, draw the line segment AB. Then, place your compass point on A and draw an arc above and below the line. Make sure the radius is more than half the distance between A and B. Without changing the compass width, place the compass on B and draw two more arcs that intersect the first ones. You'll get 4 intersection points, 2 above the line and 2 below. Draw a straight line through these intersection points, and that's your perpendicular bisector. It cuts AB exactly in half at a right angle. Crucially, do not erase your construction arcs. Examiners award method marks for visible arcs, even if your final line is slightly off.
The sort of locus of points equidistant from two straight lines, this is the angle bisector. If you have two lines forming an angle at a vertex, the angle bisector splits that angle into two equal parts. Here's the construction. Place your compass point on the vertex and draw an arc that crosses both lines. Mark where the arc intersects each line. Let's call those points D and E. Now place your compass on D and draw an arc inside the angle. Do the same from E with the same radius. Where those two arcs intersect, draw a line from the vertex through that intersection point. That's your angle bisector. Again, leave those construction arcs visible.
Fourth, the locus of points at a fixed distance from a straight line. This one creates two parallel lines, one on each side of the original line, both at the specified distance. For example, if you're asked for the locus of points 3 centimeters from a line, you draw two lines parallel to the original, each 3 centimeters away. You can use a ruler and set square for this, or construct perpendiculars at several points and measure 3 centimeters along each one, then join the dots. Now, here's where it gets interesting in the exam. You'll often be asked to combine multiple loci to find a region. For instance, a question might say, shade the region that is closer to point A than to point B and more than 5 centimeters from point A. You'd need to construct the perpendicular bisector of AB to show closer to A than to B, and then draw a circle of radius 5 centimeters around A to show more than 5 centimeters from A. The region you shade is where both conditions are satisfied. That's outside the circle and on the A side of the perpendicular bisector.
Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. Let's talk about how to maximize your marks in the exam. Loci questions typically appear in paper 2 or paper 3 and are worth between 3 and 6 marks. The command word you'll see most often is construct, and that's your cue to use a ruler and compass, not to draw freehand. Here are the top mistakes candidates make and how you can avoid them. Mistake number 1, erasing construction arcs. I can't stress this enough. Leave your arcs visible. Even if your final line isn't perfectly accurate, Examiners can award method marks if they can see you've used the correct construction technique. If you erase the arcs, you lose those marks. Mistake number two, confusing perpendicular bisectors and angle bisectors. A perpendicular bisector is for a line segment between two points. An angle bisector is for the angle formed by two lines meeting at a vertex. Read the question carefully and identify which one is being asked for. Mistake number three, not reading the scale on map questions. If the question says 1 centimeter represents 2 meters, and you're asked to show the locus of points 6 meters from a point, you need to draw a circle with a radius of 3 centimeters on the map. Incorrect scale conversion is one of the most common ways students lose marks. Mistake number four, drawing freehand when the question says construct. If you see the word construct, you must use a compass and ruler. Freehand circles or estimated lines will earn 0 marks, even if they look roughly correct. And here's a pro tip. When shading regions, use light pencil shading so it's clear but not messy. If the question asks for a region less than a distance, some examiners expect a dashed boundary line to indicate the inequality, but AQA generally accepts solid lines unless strict inequality notation is specified. Check the mark scheme for your specific paper. Quickfire, recall, quiz. 1 minute. All right, let's test your knowledge with a quickfire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, pause for a few seconds, then give the answer. Ready? Question one. What is the locus of points at a fixed distance from a single point? Answer, a circle. Question two. What construction shows all points equidistant from two fixed points A and B? Answer, the perpendicular bisector of line segment AB. Question three. If a question says construct the angle bisector, what tool must you use? Answer, a compass and ruler. No freehand drawing allowed. Question four. On a map where 1 centimeter equals 5 meters, what radius circle would you draw to show points 20 meters from a location? Answer, 4 centimeters. Question five. Should you erase your construction arcs before submitting your exam? Answer, no. Leave them visible for method marks. Summary and sign off. 1 minute. Brilliant. Let's wrap up with the key takeaways from today's episode. LOCTI is all about constructing precise paths of points that satisfy specific conditions. You need to master 4 main constructions. Circles for fixed distance from a point, perpendicular bisectors for equidistant from 2 points, angle bisectors for equidistant from 2 lines, and parallel lines for fixed distance from a line. Remember, always leave your construction arcs visible, use a compass and ruler when the question says construct, and pay close attention to scale conversions in map questions. These small details can make the difference between losing marks and earning full credit. LOCI questions are worth between 3 and 6 marks, and they test both your technical skill and your ability to apply constructions to real-world problems. Practice these constructions until they become second nature, and you'll walk into the exam with confidence. Thanks for listening to GCSE Maths Mastery. If you found this helpful, make sure to review your notes, practice with past papers, and keep those construction arcs visible. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode.